USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine has completed a questionnaire which will form a starting point for the European Union to decide on membership for Kyiv. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed the questionnaire to Zelensky during her visit to Kyiv on April 8th. Website InfoWars and two other companies owned by Alex Jones have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in light of several defamation lawsuits. The filings were made in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. After more than a month stuck in the Chesapeake Bay, the more than 1,000-foot-long container ship Ever Forward is on the move again. The ship was refloated on Easter Sunday. The ship was headed from the Port of Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia on March 13th when it ran aground just north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An arrest has been made in a South Carolina mall shooting over the weekend.
A suspect has been arrested after 14 people were injured during a shooting at a South Carolina mall on Saturday. Jawayne Price was one of three men who had been identified as people of interest and may face additional charges. Police officials indicate there may be at least one more suspect tied to the shooting. Police have also updated the victim count from 12 to 14, including 9 with gunshot wounds. 5 other victims had injuries, including broken bones and lacerations, after a stampede trying to run from the mall. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Russia's defense ministry released a brief video on Saturday of the head of the Navy meeting with crew members of the sunken warship Moskva. About 100 sailors can be seen, although at least 500 were on board at the time the ship went down. Ukrainian officials say they successfully struck it with at least one Neptune missile. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As America is struggling with runaway inflation, supply chain issues, energy policies that do not offer an alternative to America's energy thirst, China's economy has grown nearly 5% in the first 3 months of 2022. China's economy grew 4% in the previous quarterly report. Stephen Moore was a Trump financial advisor. He was on Newsmax and explains we're headed for a bad stretch.
But another factor has been out of control government and out of control debt that has oftentimes led to the demise of great empires as well. We better watch out. When I first came to Washington in 1985, the budget was $1 trillion. Now it's $6 trillion. The national debt at that time was a little over $1 trillion. Now it's $30 trillion. Nobody seems to bat an eye. Nobody in Congress, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats, seem to want to do anything about it. And if you're wondering why we have 8.5% inflation today, it's very simple. We have a massive, we've spent $3 trillion that we didn't have, borrowed it, spent it, and printed it. And it's not Putin. It's not Trump. It's not temporary. It's not transitory. This is the result of out of control government.
Taco Bell is bringing back a fan favorite after a 2-year hiatus. The Mexican pizza will be back on menus in 1 month, beginning May 19th. Taco Bell introduced the Mexican pizza in 1985 and was originally called Pizzazz Pizza. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.